Harper One and Harper Audio present Wholehearted Faith by Rachel Held Evans with Jeff Chu. Read by Daniel Johns Evans, Jeff Chu, Jamie Wright, Sarah Bessie, Nadia Boltz Weber, Kristen Howerton, Caitlin Curtis, Amanda Held Opelt, Reverend Michelle R. Goodry, Ph.D., Candace Marie Binbo, Kathy Kahn, the Reverend Will Gaffney, Ph.D., and Amina Brown. For Henry and Harper, may you live and love wholeheartedly, no matter where the journey of faith takes you. For Kathleen Gleason. For Jill Noga. Forward. I remember Rachel's tone that day more than her words. Something was wrong. She called me into her office to take a look at her laptop. After restarting, the word processor reopened all documents previously active before that damned silver glowing clam decided to update itself and restart. But the words she expected weren't there. Thousands of carefully selected, painfully organized, dutifully placed words, gone. She'd completed about 20% of a new book, the first book of her biggest contract yet. And now it appeared that most of it was lost to the binary grave of technology. Okay, breathe. This shouldn't be a problem. As Rachel's tech consultant, a hat often worn atop my husband cap, I had robust autosave and backup procedures in place. We'd learned our lesson ever since the dreaded chai tea latte incident, a moment from our past we'd come to remember simply by a redundant pronunciation of the drink's name. That one left us with our first few gray hairs, and a story that could be best enjoyed through the eyes of others once we'd had some time as an emotional buffer. However, as with most technical things, my backup system worked, only if it worked, and for some reason, it hadn't. File search? Nothing. Latest backed up file? At least a month old. Rachel's urge to vomit led her away from the vicinity. Fortunately, Google still worked. After a few desperate searches, a glimmering flicker of hope ignited a wildfire of motivation. I learned there was a hidden folder that contained temporary auto-saved files that wouldn't show up in a file search. I called Rachel back, and with a few clicks, we'd done it. Found all 11,000 words of her next book that minutes ago we'd thought were gone forever. Just in time, too, because our baby was hungry and our three-year-old was up from his nap. A month later, Rachel got sick and never recovered. She died May 4th, 2019. The 11,000 words we found that day are part of this book you hold in your hand. This manuscript isn't what Rachel originally envisioned. Our life today isn't what she envisioned. Being dead at 37 isn't what she envisioned. But that's the thing about having vision. It's not about always being right about the future. It's about constantly learning what's right and striving for it. And that's the vision Rachel had. It's a vision of uplifting people and ideas that benefit the marginalized. It's a vision that lives on. Her stubborn hope for a better future was all-encompassing. She lived more life in her short time with us than most people twice her age. She prioritized doing well at what's important, and she discarded her imperfections with the chaff of each day. While I might fret over a sopping wet sponge left in the sink, Rachel would be lost in thought considering how to best use her growing influence to come alongside those relegated to the margins. While I ensured every penny spent on expenses was properly entered in our bookkeeping software, she would track down talks and read articles written by talented people not yet in the spotlight. While I wrote code for websites that would need updating in a year, she wrote words to exist for lifetimes. Jeff Chu rode with me from the hospital back to our accommodations the night Rachel died. Jeff was there in the morning as we decided how, exactly, to let the world know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?